Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Connection Point with Bishop Deborah Vaughn. It's a new day filled with promise and blessings. Let's take some time now to inspire our spirits with uplifting reflections and energizing prayer. And now, let's get ready to connect. Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Connection Point. This is Bishop Deb from Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, Canada. I've been under the weather for the past few weeks on and off, and I want to thank so many of you for stopping by and checking out the archives while I've been recuperating. I haven't had much of a voice over the past week or so, and just when I get feeling better, I wake up the next day and I feel crappy again. So whatever this is, I feel like I'm getting mostly through it. So again, thank you for your prayers and your good wishes and for stopping by. And thanks for joining me today. You know, over the last while, I've been thinking a lot about this little morning broadcast. And you, the kind of visitor that might join me on any given day. I know that I have friends that are checking in and clergy who are coming to start their morning with me. But there are so many people, there are hundreds of people checking in. And, you know, I think we all need a friendly voice. We all need some encouragement, some affirmation. Most people who turn in would probably identify themselves as a Christian, as a follower of Christ, even if they no longer attend church. Sometimes we just need a prayer and a reassuring word. I think that even if we're feeling like we no longer resonate with the faith of our childhood, there is a big part of us, there's a deep part of us who wants to know Jesus and maybe even cultivate a deeper relationship with God. I speak to so many people who feel that the doctrines and the rules laid out by the church are way too restrictive. They no longer make sense for their lives. I know a lot of people who have found themselves on the other side of the church door because they live a lifestyle that's frowned upon by the church, or they've been vocal about a rule that they may have disagreed with. There are lots of reasons why we may decide to sleep in on a Sunday morning. But you know, there's something inside of us. There is an aching, a yearning to know that we are still okay with God, that we are loved, and that we are truly embraced by that quality of divine love forever. That's why I think these little Connection Point broadcasts are important. And I'm here to remind you that we are all beloved children of God, and nothing can separate us from that love. That's why Jesus came into our history. That's why he came to teach us and show us the way through life and through death and beyond. That's really his very simple message, that nothing can separate us from that love. God is with us and loves us 24/7. 365 days a year throughout our life. And guess what? God loves us as we go into spirit and live on in the next world, in the next life. God is a constant, abiding, loving connection. And that is whether we go to church or not, whether we feel that connection or not. God is always there. God is eternal and abiding. You see, it's up to us to reach out. We're the ones that drift away. We might pray and think that God's gone to Miami, but it's all about trust. It's all about working out that stuff within us so that we can be open to God. We're the ones who get busy doing other things, who lose track of the spiritual part of ourselves, who focus on what we perceive to be reality, and You know, we get through each day the very best we can, but we're missing out on so much. When we choose to reconnect with God and to maintain that contact, that daily relationship, we have access to a power and to a helpful source that does assist us in our every need. When we say hello to God, we'll never be turned away. It's as though a switch is turned on, and we're suddenly bathed in the most beautiful, glowing, golden light. So today, let's take a moment to bask in that light. Let's offer our fears, our concerns, the challenges that we face, the questions that we have, into that divine stream of love. And just give them all over. Give all those things in our hearts and minds over. And ask God to embrace us fully and to guide us through our day. Let us pray. Gracious God, source of everything that is good, everything that is wonderful, we give you thanks for your vigilant presence with us. Help us to know your love more fully. Help us to see your hand at work in our life. Bring us the answers and the guidance that we need. Hold our hands in the dark when we're afraid. Help us to know that you truly are with us, day in, day out, throughout eternity. We ask that you send your angels to lead us, to heal us, to bring answers to our prayers. This day, may we know the assurance of God's love, which calms our thoughts, which brings peace into our minds and hearts. In this moment and in every moment, may we be poised and secure in God's presence. May our hearts be serene. May we be confident and calm, knowing that God is with us always, and that God within us is a constant source of peace and strength. If we feel worry or fear this day, may we remember to relax, to release any anxious thought, and peacefully rest in the presence of our loving Creator. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us this day. Do visit our website at communitycatholicchurch.com or over at my parish, holyangelsministries.com. You'll see links there on the webpage. And I will be with you again tomorrow. Do have a wonderful, wonderful day. Blessings to you. Thanks for joining us today on our Connection Point podcast. Remember that you are loved and beloved and surrounded by divine love wherever you go. These podcasts are offered by Holy Angels Parish, a part of the Community Catholic Church of Canada. We are a progressive, spiritually affirming, and inclusive denomination that honors your sacred walk with divinity. For more information, please visit our online community at www.holyangelscommunity.com. You'll find daily prayers, news, and a link to join us. Until next time, this is Bishop Deb saying have a fabulous day.